T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And thanks to Upwork, this is happening.
Oh, you've got this under control.
Oh, Kevin, as a matter of fact, I do.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Hey, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys service tech. You know, wet leaves and slick roads can cause your tires to slip, so you need tread with good grip. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month at Pep Boys and get quality tires with good traction.
Now at Pep Boys, buy 3 Kumho KU22 tires, get the fourth free, and $50 back by manufacturer mail-in rebate. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. 4 tire installation required. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
All right, you got a chance to win $1,000 right now by texting the word preview, P-R-E-V-I-E-W. Text preview to the number 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. You're going to have a chance to win a grand at this time every single day before the show. So right now, text preview, P-R-E-V-I-E-W, text preview to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with our radio.com cash contest. Your next chance happens tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Parish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and Wendry.
And I hope if you're headed down to FedEx Forum tonight for exhibition basketball, you're prepared to sit amongst dozens and dozens of NBA front office executives, because got an interesting point guard matchup between a lottery pick in the 2019 NBA draft, that's Ja Morant, and a likely lottery pick in the 2020 NBA draft, that's R.J. Hampton. We'll talk about that momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, he is my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, Hobo's Heroes, Street Corner Clowns. He knows Sam Sausage Head there in the G-Chat. It's Keith Easterwood, the legend. He'll join me here in about 20 minutes. I'll ask him what's up. We'll see what's up. After that, take a break, come back, do 4 notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'm going to discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. Among them, things between the NBA and China continue to worsen. Adam Silver is back. Daryl Morey's right to express himself freely after not so much doing that in his initial statement. The Chinese have responded by taking all preseason NBA games off of television and canceling various events. Wild and complex stuff. We'll get into it around 4:44. Baker Mayfield sucked again last night. Browns embarrassed themselves on national television. That's one bad thing about being on national television all the time, when you got Odell and Baker and various stars people want to see, is that when you stink, man, there ain't really much else for us to watch. We're just watching you stink. 49ers might be for real. We'll talk Monday Night Football a little later on this hour. The Cardinals and Nationals both won yesterday, which means we'll have a couple of deciding game fives tomorrow. Should be an awesome day of National League Baseball. Preview that just before 5 o'clock. And Mike Krzyzewski, came out in favor of SB 206 this morning. That is the California bill that state student athletes should be allowed to profit off of their name, image, and likeness. Big words from the biggest voice in college basketball. We'll get into it during four notable stories, 4:44, 5 o'clock. Jeff Karkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with R.J. Hampton inside FedEx Forum tonight against Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. Tip is scheduled for a little after 7 o'clock. Eric Hasseltine, you remember him. Old buddy, he's going to have the call right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Obviously, lots of NBA scouts are in town because this is one of the few opportunities they're going to have to watch R.J. Hampton against NBA competition in advance of the 2020 NBA draft, where he is expected, 6'5 guard, to be a top 10 pick, maybe even a top five pick. He's the latest high school player to bypass college on his way to the NBA. But he's the first to do it simply because he wanted to do it. Like, Brandon Jennings created incredible headlines when he decided not to go to Arizona and instead went to, I believe, Italy to play for a year before entering the NBA draft. But the truth is, people in basketball circles knew Brandon Jennings had amateurism questions, academic concerns. I don't want to say he was pushed overseas or away from college, but anybody who tries to tell you he simply chose Europe over college basketball, that's not the truth. Emmanuel Mudiay, same deal. Had academic concerns. There were amateurism questions. It would not have been simple for him to be cleared for freshman eligibility had he chosen to go to college. So he instead decided to spend a year playing professionally before entering the NBA draft. But R.J. Hampton, as far as anybody knows, had no such issues. He could have played anywhere. Memphis, Kansas, Texas Tech. You know, those are three schools that were on his final list, and he would have been on a national championship contender wherever he enrolled. I mean, those are three top 15 teams without R.J. Hampton. So you add R.J. Hampton to any of those teams, and they immediately become Final Four contenders, national championship contenders. In fact, I'll take it a step further. You take R.J. Hampton and put him on Memphis, I think Memphis is probably a preseason top three or four team in the country. You take R.J. Hampton, put him on Texas Tech, I think Texas Tech is probably a preseason top five, six, seven team in the country. You take R.J. Hampton, put him on Kansas, I think Kansas is probably the preseason number one team in the country. Wouldn't that be a story? Kansas facing NCAA probation punishment, but the preseason number one with a likely, you know, lottery pick in R.J. Hampton on the roster. He could have been great for a great program. He had multiple awesome options available to him. But instead, he decided to take a guaranteed contract from the New Zealand Breakers, and now he's back in the United States playing exhibitions against NBA teams. Tonight, it's the Grizzlies. On Thursday night, it'll be the Thunder. And the big question, at least among those who want, you know, the best prospects year after year to be in college basketball as opposed to New Zealand, is this. Is R.J. Hampton, you know, just a blip? Like just something that happened? Or is he a sign, something that is symbolic of what is about to happen, representative of a growing trend? Will more players, even more Memphis targets, like, I don't know, Jalen Green, follow in R.J. Hampton's footsteps? Those are the big questions people are asking now. And if I'm answering honestly, I think my answer is maybe so. And for two reasons. One, and I think this is true now more than ever, probably been true for a little while, but certainly I think now more true than ever, and that's that college basketball players, I mean high school basketball players, they do not grow up dreaming of playing college basketball. We've talked about this before. You know, I go out every summer, and I am around the best high school prospects in the world, you know, at Peach Jam or USA Basketball, or previously in Las Vegas. I mean, you can't name a lottery pick who played college basketball in recent years. You can't name too many, I should say, who I wasn't around when they were a sophomore in high school, junior in high school, senior in high school. And I can count on one hand how often they talk about a Final Four or Big Monday or playing on CBS on a Sunday afternoon. John Calipari tapped into this a long time ago when he coached in Conference USA and was still able to recruit people like Derrick Rose, Tyreek Evans, Chris Douglas Roberts. People say, how do you recruit players to a league like that? And he would say, these players don't care about the league that we play in right now. They care about one league. They care about the NBA. That's the only league they care about. Mm-hmm. They don't care about the ACC any more than they care about the CUSA any more than they care about the Big 12. And I'm not sure that that's true across the board, but it is mostly true. The best prospects in the country, more often than not, these days, look at college basketball as simply something they're going to do between high school and the NBA. It's why you see more players than ever reclassifying. It's not because they hate high school and they're just ready to get out. It's because they want to get to the NBA as quickly as possible. And that's what it allows them to do. When R.J. Hampton reclassified, he didn't reclassify because he was just sick and tired of high school. He reclassified because it is the fastest way to become a professional. And in his case, he actually went the fastest way, which is accept a contract in New Zealand before bouncing back to the NBA. So, I do think this is going to happen more often. Like I said, for two reasons, and one of which I just went through. I don't think players dream, prospects dream of playing college basketball anymore. It's not the goal. Nobody's goal is to go to Kentucky, play 4 years, and be a national champion. Nobody's goal is to go to Memphis and play 4 years and be a national champion. Most people's goals are to go wherever they go and get to the NBA as quickly as possible. So that's one reason. And the other is that the money is significant. And it doesn't really cost a team like the New Zealand Breakers anything to do something like this. But do folks know exactly how these contracts work? Do people understand, like, what New Zealand does to get R.J. Hampton to come there and how New Zealand will benefit from it on the back end? I mean, I think people who follow this stuff really closely do, but I don't know that the average person who probably just knows that he was a five-star prospect who decided to go play professional basketball for a year as opposed to go to college, I'm not sure those people understand it. And so here's what happens. You know, NBA franchises are allowed by the CBA to pay, I believe, up to $800,000 to buy a player out of a foreign contract. You're allowed to just, it's built into the CBA. It doesn't hit your salary cap. It's just you have the right to spend $800,000, up to $800,000, to buy somebody out of a contract from a foreign franchise. And so what New Zealand will do, and what it did with R.J. Hampton, see, everybody thinks he's just going to New Zealand for a year. That's true. But they signed him to a two-year contract.
Okay.
They signed him to a two-year contract. But the contract has a buyout after 1 year.
Okay. Savvy.
So I don't know exactly what the numbers are on R.J. Hampton's contract. I don't know that they've ever said precisely what it is he's making from New Zealand. But they have said that the normal thing a player makes in that league is about $100,000. And that R.J.'s contract is significantly worth more than that. So for the sake of this conversation, let's just say that the Breakers go to R.J. Hampton and they say, we're going to pay you $500,000 a year. So it's a two-year contract worth $1 million total, $500,000 per year, but there's a buyout after 1 year if you want to exercise. And so they'll pay him $5,000 to play for the Breakers. And then he'll be eligible for the 2020 NBA draft. And then somebody's going to select him. 6th, 16th, 26th, doesn't matter. But whatever franchise is going to spend a first-round pick on R.J. Hampton, and somebody's going to, they're going to have no problem paying the buyout that is going to be in R.J. Hampton's contract to get him free of that contract, which is going to be $800,000. $800,000 that's not a salary cap hit is nothing to an NBA team.
Right.
It's pennies. So what New Zealand and other franchises like that understand is that we get this elite prospect who's guaranteed to be a first-round pick. We bring him here. Let's say we pay him $500,000. People go, is he really worth it? Well, he's a moneymaker for us because here's the way it's going to work. We're going to pay him $500,000. And then we're going to charge, let's say, the Bulls select R.J. Hampton with the ninth pick in the 2020 NBA draft. Well, then the Breakers are going to say it cost $800,000 to get out of his contract. The Bulls are going to say, okay, here's a check for $800,000. Now you just made that $300,000.
Yeah.
Again, we don't have to argue over the numbers. It could be $600,000 and they make $200,000. It could be $300,000 and they make $500,000. But either way, it's a money maker. There is no risk for this franchise in terms of losing money. Well, what if R.J. Hampton's not good? He's still going to be good enough to be a first-round pick. That means somebody's still going to give us $800,000 for him. No matter what happens between now and next June, R.J. Hampton's going to be a first-round pick, barring some sort of medical red flag, of course. And when he becomes a first-round pick, somebody's going to have to pay you $800,000 to get him out of his contract, and they'll happily do it. So if you're New Zealand, and this is why I think it could start to happen more often, particularly if RJ has a good experience, because then he'll become the voice for, hey, this is what you should do. Here's what I did. I went to a different country, but I didn't have a language barrier issue. I made real money. All I did was train like a professional. Beautiful part of the world. And then I bounced back and I'm a lottery pick. Why you want to go do an English class at Kentucky when you can do this? Make $500,000 from New Zealand, do another, who knows, several hundred thousand dollar shoe deal with Li Ning in China. Like, if he has a good experience, he can be the thing that New Zealand and other franchises like that use as, hey, this is what we were able to do for him. It worked for him. Why don't you at least consider it? And it's why when you heard Matt Walsh on with Giannotto and Jeffrey earlier today, he said we are already recruiting several players from the class of 2020. He wouldn't go into who they are, which is, I didn't expect him to.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Like, if I'm running that franchise, I am identifying, I'll just go to Jonathan Givony's mock draft at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find the top 20 picks in the class of 2020, and I let it be known to any of them, we'll offer you $400,000 to come play in New Zealand. Because for every one that is then drafted in the first round, you're going to get $800,000 back. That's why there's no financial risk here for New Zealand. So it sounds big. The Breakers are offering R.J. Hampton a big contract. They're really investing. They're not, I mean, it's they're investing $400,000 to get $800,000 back.
Yeah.
They're investing $500,000 to get $800,000 back.
Plus you get the publicity.
Plus you get all of the publicity.
Like, I couldn't name one other team in that league.
No. Plus you get all of the publicity.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what is the downside? What's the downside? And if R.J. Hampton has a good experience, and I suspect that he will, I would assume that there's going to be a player in the class of 2020, or maybe two, or maybe five, that decide, yeah, there's benefits to college. Zion built his brand at Duke and made easily tens of millions of dollars by becoming what he became, playing college basketball in the United States on the stage that Duke and only a few other programs can provide. But if you're trying to just get real money in your pocket right now, what R.J. Hampton did makes sense. And it's not insignificant money. It's not what a big NBA contract is. And this is where I think the numbers just get skewed in our head all the time. We're constantly talking about a $205 million contract and a $98 million contract. And so $600,000 sounds like nothing. But imagine you're a high school student whose parents are total middle class. And then suddenly you're going to make $600,000 next year. That's real money.
Mm-hmm.
That changes your life. That pays off a house. That pays off probably everything. I bet you with whatever R.J. Hampton is making this year, he could pay off whatever debt his parents actually have. If they've been living the normal life that they... So they got, let's say they got a $400,000 home. They owe $300,000 on it. Boom, he could probably, like, it's not insignificant money. It is temporary life-changing money for I would assume the majority of prospects that will be offered such an opportunity. And so I guess I'd bottom line it this way. When Brandon Jennings skipped college, I didn't think that was a sign of things to come because I knew there was more to that story. Same thing with Emmanuel Mudiay. There's really not much more to this story. RJ Hampton just decided this is the better thing for me to do. And though I would have loved to have seen him in college basketball because I cover college basketball, I don't begrudge him for doing what he did. And I can certainly make the argument that it's perhaps the smarter thing to do. In what world do most of us do something for free that somebody else would pay us hundreds of thousands of dollars to do? Every prospect who turns down New Zealand or another franchise like that is turning down hundreds of thousands of dollars to do something for a scholarship cost of attendance stipend. Doesn't make them crazy, but when you compare it to any other aspect of life, it makes it unusual. RJ Hampton decided, I'll just go take this money. I'll be a pro basketball player starting now. And if it goes well, and again, I think it probably will, yeah, I could see even more prospects doing it. Perhaps even more prospects that are right now considering the University of Memphis. I'll talk with Jeff Calkins more about this at 5 o'clock. When we come back, he's my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clowns. Keith Easterwood up next.
Radio.com cash is coming up. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a bald baseball fan, I spend a lot of time wearing hats. But you have no business covering up your head. Love your hair as much as you love your team by taking it to Supercuts. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts. Supercuts, the official hairstylist of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. It is that time of year where the weather is unpredictable, and given the recent storms, it's a good time to discuss insurance claims. So here's a few things you should know. Always hire a local contractor, because if you have a problem with your roof down the road, you want to be able to find him. Never allow anyone to pressure you into signing a contingency contract. They're used as sales tools, making you feel committed, and the truth is, those contracts are not worth the paper they're written on. Be careful of door-knocking salesmen. Some are reputable, but many are not. They canvass the neighborhood and tell everyone to file a claim, working their percentages and not caring if you file a claim even when they know the likelihood of it being approved is low. Some will even damage your roof hoping to convince the adjuster it's storm damage. That's fraud, and contractors have gone to jail for that. So do your research and know who you're hiring. Fiveash Roofing, the official roof of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Fiveash Roofing is what we do.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
As a bald baseball fan, I spend a lot of time wearing hats. but you have no business covering up your head. Love your hair as much as you love your team by taking it to Supercuts. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts. Supercuts, the official hairstylist of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cashback Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And right now at Staples, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 10-12-19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or staples.com/ink savings for details.
If you're ready to sell your home, or if you're ready to find the home of your dreams, you need to call the Live Love Memphis Group today.
The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number to call is 685-6000.
And the person to ask for is Jennifer Carstensen. She took care of me. She'll take care of you, too.
685-6000.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made.
Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, made a second statement on Daryl Morey's tweet that has caused an international incident between China and the NBA. This time, decided to draw some sort of line that they're not going to apologize. He's not going to apologize for Daryl Morey expressing what Adam Silver called freedom of speech. China is not responding positively, so it could be the end of the NBA in that country. We'll get into that controversy in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, Hobo's Hero Street Corner Clowns. He knows Sam Sausagehead. They FaceTime sometimes. Keith Easterwood making the big interview.
Keith Easterwood is presented by Old Dominic Distillery. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
He red.
Yep.
Die, Brad. Die.
Local basketball expert talking Hobos, Heroes, and Street Corner Clowns on 92.9's Gary Parrish Show.
Easterwood, what's up with it?
What up, Gary? I don't FaceTime with people. My forehead's too big, but that's another story. When Penny got hired, you know, and I questioned it, knowing what went on the first time he tried to get hired prior to Tubby, there was a coach who, I don't know if he's in the listening area, but he's close. And he called it a facade, or almost like it was a joke. And so as it's gone on, especially when he recruited his butt off, him and his staff, with this class they've got, you know, I asked the guy one night, he said, well, I guess it's real. And he did it. It wasn't just Memphis kids. And but he called me last night because this pro day thing blew him and everybody away. There's only what, Gary, three schools maybe, right off the top of my head. Memphis has got enough talent to draw NBA scouts, Kentucky, Duke.
Washington, probably. They got two lottery picks there,
right,
two
right,
freshmen.
Right,
but
right, right.
The list of schools who could do this and get in excess of 50 scouts in the building is probably five or fewer.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of them were in town to see Hampton. But so whoever set this up, whoever orchestrated it, was smart. And you got to like what he's saying. He sounds more and more, you know, like a veteran coach of, hey, if these guys get a chance to go make money, I'll just go get a new team. Because that's been, you know, the role at Kentucky, and then Krzyzewski got involved, kind of changed things up. It was impressive, man. The more he does, the more impressed I am, the more it's good for the city. And I like what he's saying. We've talked about it before. He's dog eat dog. Come on your minutes, and we're going to do what we got to do. And now when they start playing and somebody's not getting, man, it's only human nature to be miffed you're not playing, but hopefully these guys understand they're part of something bigger than them. And that team, you know, again, we mentioned the 73 team that lost to Bill Walton in UCLA, the Dana's 85 team. And so I always hate Bill Walton, always hate Mario Chalmers because of 08. And so you just hope in my life, I'm 59, I'll be 60 in February. I'm hoping that I get to see some more runs, and with the talent he's accumulated, I got to think it's there for him, other than youth. But, I mean, freshman teams are making Final Four, seems like it's regular.
To your point about Penny, you know, and what he said about, hey, listen, if all of these guys blow up and they all leave for the NBA, we'll just have to go get a whole new team, and that would be awesome. I think that, and perhaps it's just, and I have no reason to believe it's not, perhaps it's just the way that he feels, but I do think that coaches, the smart ones, are starting to realize that you should always speak publicly pro player. Name, image, and likeness rights, you better speak out on behalf of the player. If you do, like Mike Krzyzewski did this morning, you get applauded. If you don't, like Mark Few did last night in a weird answer to a pretty simple question, you get ridiculed the next day. And on this one, it's the same way. Like, Cal learned it a long time ago. You want all your players to be pros. You want them all to get there as quickly as possible. Even if deep down you'd like to keep one or two, publicly always say you want everybody to go, because it helps you with the players. It helps you with recruits.
Yeah, you know, and I'm excited too, Gary, because I think the style of play will be similar to last year, but with better and longer athletes. And I think they're, from what you hear, you know, they're going to shoot the ball better. So we'll see. What are we almost? We're less than 4 weeks away. I know they got Christian Brothers first, and the fact that he kept that going to where Christian Brothers benefits financially, and more importantly, Lamont and Owen, but. Penny has a relationship with the people over there, the coach and everybody. So, you know, he's doing some really good things. You know, if they make a run, people start sniffing around. And, you know, Tony Matlock's, I think, the world of him. I think he's a hell of a coach, and he's got a great track record. Does Mike Miller want to be a head coach? Although his family's there, he just opened a restaurant. So I don't know, but he's I mean, last year with Sam, he had a good staff. The staff he's got now is good. Obviously, his strength and conditioning coach is really good. When DJ Jeffries is talking about having to get 0% body fat, that's pretty doggone good. And we don't have a guy wearing a hood no more. So
the schedule lines up like this. October 24th, Christian Brothers exhibition at FedEx Forum. October 28th, Lemoyne Owen exhibition at FedEx Forum. And then the regular season opener is November 5th against South Carolina State inside FedEx Forum. And you're exactly right. To be able to, you know, those kids at Christian Brothers, it's like the biggest event of the year for them to be able to come in FedEx Forum and play against a team featuring the likely or at least possible number one overall pick in the 2020 NBA draft. Those kids will remember that forever. Same thing with the Lemoyne Owen players. So it works in that respect. But also, you don't have to pay them as much as you'd have to pay other schools who have to travel to get here, because they just live right down the street.
Yeah, and then the facilities at Christian Brothers are better than what they are at Lemoyne Owen. If you've got time to go down Walker and William Anderson will let you do it and go up in Lemoyne on gym. I don't even know if they got air now, to be honest with you, because we used to go over there and practice in the summer. So, the guys he gets sometimes are second-chance guys. I know last year he had because I keep up with him. You know, he had quite a few foreigners. He had a kid from Chattanooga there, but he came back home. So for them and the schedule that they play, like you said, to they're probably going to pinch themselves. And so that's neat. And what's resonating in the city now, you know, with the Kennedy Chandlers and these other guys coming through, CSA and those guys, I mean, if they go to Memphis and Penny puts on this – I mean, you already got UNC, North Carolina is now going to get involved with Kennedy, which everybody in the country is doggone. And but if you can do that and it speaks to not only your present players but the guys you're trying to recruit, that's a tool. Like you said, we can mention a handful of schools, maybe a Michigan State, maybe whatever, but it's neat, Gary. It's neat for me to watch this thing unfold. I just now you hope and pray, and I'll keep up with them. I know there are more on national TV this year, so I'm excited to see what they do.
We're talking to Keith Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on Twitter, at Easterwood Keith. On a different subject, how wild do people go on Twitter when you post videos of your wife? they love her.
It's my 10th anniversary, and so I've been having good days and bad days. She come on the other day with a different vodka than what I advertised, but that's okay too because it's high dollar. But she had taken her kids to Miami, so it wasn't nothing distasteful, and a lot of people did like it, and then a lot of people, I guess they didn't know, they were like, "Damn, Easterwood." And so she put up with me for 10 years through the good, through the bad, and some of this is taking a toll. So she came in last week, and she had bought us a trip to Vegas October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So we'll go out there, and the anniversary actually was October 3rd. So we'll go and do what we do. We like Vegas, and we're going to go and, do the touristy stuff, the Wax Museum. We'll go, if the weather's not too cold, they've got a rooftop pool where we're staying at. And, you got to go to Fremont. You got to do all that. As long as you stay on the main highway, we talked about going back to the Grand Canyon, but I just don't know, if time will allow that. And in that first night, we don't get into we fly out of Atlanta at 3:18. We get into Vegas around 4:45 because of the time change. And then so my oldest son, lives in Long Beach, California. He's doing facial recognition for the casinos. He's way smarter than I am, and so he'll probably be there with his girlfriend. And living in California, my wife found it on Instagram. They've got a room where they grow nothing but marijuana. I'm like, okay. Yeah, so I asked him, I said, how do you get away with that job? He said, they just don't test us. Because what they're doing, can't everybody do what he does, with computers and stuff, and the facial recognition, and the casinos want it because, they can lock in on you and immediately, like you see on these crime shows, it comes up and Gary Parrish cheated at blackjack, counts cards, or, whatever. So that's what that's all about. So he spent, I don't know how he did. He spent 25 days in a row the last time at the MGM Grand because he's doing all work for all their casinos. So anyway, they'll come, they'll hang out, and it'll be fun. And but it'll be a good 3 days just to get away, kind of forget things. And we're going to Hell's Kitchen to eat. So she puts itineraries together and all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to it.
You trying to get in that dispensary? It sounds like you're trying to get in one of those dispensaries out there in the West Coast.
My kid's got his own dispensary. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, so he's just going to bring it for you, huh? What are you trying to get on?
Like, I didn't say I wanted it, but you know what? Sometimes I get, I got nauseous earlier. Sometimes it would probably help, but in the state of Tennessee, I don't need to be pulled for a random and lose my job,
They drug test you? They drug test you at your job?
Yeah, they do a random. Normally, because I'm supervisor, normally I'm the one, we do a quick collect, But I have been tested once or so. She works for the government. She's kind of shaky. She's like, I don't know. Let me get out there and get a drink in me and think about it. But no, he's got, I don't do Instagram, so they follow each other. So one day she pulled these pictures up. She said, like, he's got a room that's, you know, whatever it is, it was what I was smoking 30 years ago. he said, and I did about 6 years ago. We were at a J. Cole concert outside. I think I told this. And so we were eating and drinking, and, you know, you get fair food and all that mess. And this little kid and his girlfriend stood in front of us. I could smell it, but it has a pungent smell. It's different. And let me get a hit of that. I only took one. I held it for like 3 days, and I had to go sit down. And yeah, so it's different. But I do think if there's a legal way, you know, my doctor's talked to me about it, but she's not sure how to make it happen right now. And Dr. Death has talked to me about it. But if this was to, which I'm doing pretty good, you know, but the nausea can cause you an issue. But if I could, it probably sounds bad to people, but I don't care. I mean, when you puking and throwing up, if you could take a hit or something, it would. But I'm not going to go to Vegas and get high and come back. Like I say, they do random and, you know, but I got a good relationship with them and all that. But still, if your name gets drawn, your name gets drawn. And if it's dirty, and you better go find you another job. I don't want to go through that.
That is Keith Easterwood. He's my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. Nation's leading authority, Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clowns. His wife is dancing on Twitter in a bikini on the beach.
In the ocean at Miami. And I got Manny Sanguin is up now on the podcast. I'm taping Gary Charles from New York Friday, who, if anybody's ever been around summer basketball, he's a legend. I've connected with Tony Squires, so I'm going to get into some of that with the old heads and the way things have changed. Tony still has Squires' Virginia basketball program, so he's battled with Boo Williams for years. Sonny loves those guys to death. And Gary, even though they shut it down in July, he still did tournaments in Vegas this past July, and he's going to continue doing them because he had a great, great turnout. And then recruiting services came out and things of that nature. So, you know, Manny was a freakish thing, baseball, whatever. But these two guys, the next two, will be talking a lot of basketball. Then we'll get close to the season. I'll start getting more coaches on with me. But I appreciate you guys.
Hey, baby, I love you. The podcast, you can find it at KeithEasterwood.com. That's KeithEasterwood.com. He's on Twitter at EasterwoodKeith. I'll see you, baby.
My man, appreciate you.
Bye-bye. That's Keith Easterwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Well, I went and clicked on Mrs. Easterwood prancing around the beach. You see that, Bennett?
I did.
And then I was like, I got to go look at these replies. People love Mrs. Easterwood in that bikini on that beach.
Yes, they do.
And then they immediately start telling Easterwood that he outkicked his coverage or that he's not good enough for his wife. I don't know why people are always so anxious to tell other people that.
I know.
I get that all the time.
I get that, too.
Every time there's a picture of me and Kelly, people will talk. It's constantly like, oh, you're so beautiful. Kelly's so beautiful. Nobody ever says I'm beautiful. Mm-hmm. No, never.
Same.
Never. Nobody ever. And to the extent they'll say anything, they just go, oh, my God. You realize you outkicked your coverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why would you say that to somebody?
Mm-hmm. It hurts my feelings.
Like, I get it from a, strictly in terms of appearance, my wife's a better-looking human than I am.
Yep, same.
But, like, you don't have to remind me of it all the time. Like,
it hurts, man.
I mean, it doesn't hurt because I'm, like, used to it. But, like, why are you so anxious to tell me that?
Uh-huh.
Why are people so anxious to tell
I don't know.
Other people that? Like, I don't just walk around.
It's a guy thing. Guys like being mean to other guys.
I don't walk around, like, looking for ways to tell people things that aren't compliments about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and yet people do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. It's just weird. It's just something I don't understand. I'm used to it. It doesn't make me bleed anymore, but it is like I'm fascinated by it. When people are so anxious to tell you something not good about yourself, it's just a weird way to interact with folks. Adam Silver decided he's going to kind of sort of stand up to China as that relationship continues to be a mess because of Daryl Morey's tweets on Friday night. He was like, go Hong Kong. And the Chinese government is like, F you. You're not on TV anymore. It's a really complex, possibly super costly breakdown between China and the NBA. We'll get into that story next.
Keith Easterwood for Old Dominique Distillery, downtown Memphis, across from Gus's Chicken. Gus, we ought to charge them because they're getting some play off of this. But you can do the tours 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. The people that have been and tweeted me or texted me or called me, they love it. The cocktail bar is now open, and they've got events. You can go down and get a cocktail, go up on the roof. Man, it's really nice. Don't go Friday, because they've rented it out to a company for a special event, which is something you may want to think about doing. So call my friends at Old Dominique Distillery. The vodka, if nothing else, the bottle is beautiful, but the vodka is smooth. The toddy, I actually sampled that. That's pretty good. I enjoyed the heck out of it. The Ewing Station bourbon I hadn't tried. I know they got the dry gin out. So they commit to the city of Memphis. The Canale family always has. They committed to everything at the University of Memphis, any type of festival. So go down and support them, or the best way to support them, when you go to your favorite liquor store, order you some Old Dominique Distillery products, freshly made with fresh water from Memphis, Tennessee.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. But you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have five pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements taken at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettany suits are still two for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You gather some coworkers around your laptop to watch the funniest video ever.
So funny.
But nobody is laughing. You couldn't save yourself from the next 3 minutes of unlaughable regret. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your sense of humor has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Huh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Ooh.
And while your little video party isn't going as expected, you could expect more savings from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from a laughless video flop, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of south of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishments. Celebrating 10 years in downtown Memphis in the main arts district, south of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Happy hour featuring $2 off draft beer, wine, and specialty cocktail list, appetizers, and more. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to south of Beale. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms. And many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company. GEICO, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff, the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound Law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Fall is here, and we want to help you get your backyard ready. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool has a great inventory of Caldera spas. They're your one-stop shop for everything outdoor spa-related, Louisiana pellet grills, and ceramic Komodo cookers. Visit the showroom and see all of the gas logs by Real Fire so you can stay warm this fall and winter. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, your one-stop solution for all things backyard, beauty, and fun. Located at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville. Visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross.
Jeff Caucus, award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Caucus Show. He joins me every day a little after 5. He's going to be here a little after 5. We'll talk R.J. Hampton, Ja Morant in advance of tonight's exhibition inside FedEx Forum. You'll be able to listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. But right now, I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. 4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is ready to accept the consequences for defending freedom of speech, even if supporting those values means losing the riches that Chinese business partnerships have brought the league. That's the takeaway from this morning's second statement from Adam Silver about the ongoing controversy in China that was sparked by Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey. And like I've told you many times about many different things, if you have to make a second statement, it means what? That your first statement was not very good and well thought out. For people who don't know the background on this story, Daryl Morey tweeted on Friday night, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong," because there is ongoing protest in Hong Kong in a very delicate situation in that part of the country. The folks in Hong Kong, in the simplest of terms, are they're fighting for democracy, and China's a communist country, so you can imagine how that's going. Daryl Morey did what I think most Americans would come down on the side of, which is like you side with Hong Kong. The problem, of course, is that his tweet came at a time when the NBA was like literally on its way to China to conduct exhibitions and all sorts of events connected to the idea of growing the sport of basketball in China, where there are 1.4 billion people, 600 million of whom are described as basketball fans. At least 500 million people in China over the past year watched the NBA in some form. So it's an incredible market to tap into, particularly if you've tapped out of the market in the United States. So Daryl Morey hit send on this tweet, very quickly realizes, oh no, this is not what I intended,
what are you doing?
And deleted it. Shortly after that, his owner in Houston,
publicly condemned his tweet and made it clear that Daryl Morey does not speak for the Houston Rockets. And then when Adam Silver was asked to talk about it the first time, he didn't really side with Daryl Morey at all. He basically said, we apologize to China. We apologize to the Chinese people. And it seemed to most like the commissioner of the NBA, the commissioner of a league that's been called the most woke league in professional sports in this country, was kowtowing to the Chinese and willing to sacrifice his values of freedom of expression, if it meant the, cashing in on the riches of China. And so I think what Adam Silver was trying to do there is really just thread a needle and, like, salvage a delicate situation. But the Chinese government just would not leave it alone. Even when he kowtowed to them, they continued to express their displeasure, frustration, and continued to, like, pull real money away from all sorts of things. Chinese businesses stopped advertising with the Houston Rockets. There's, like, literally people painting over James Harden murals in China today. They canceled all sorts of events. They have taken all of these preseason NBA games that are supposed to be on television throughout the country. They've taken them off television. And so suddenly Adam Silver found himself in a situation where he was getting killed, his league, by the Chinese people because of what Daryl Morey said. And also getting killed here domestically because he wasn't defending the idea of freedom of expression, particularly when this is a league that has encouraged its stars and coaches to speak out on all sorts of social issues, whether it's police brutality or the transgender bill in North Carolina, President Trump. In the NFL, they have tried to quiet voices one after another. In the NBA, they've basically said, hold a megaphone up and scream as loud as you want. And then suddenly you run into this problem. And so it's tough because there's no getting around the fact that, you know, the NBA, stood up to the state of North Carolina, pulled an all-star game out of Charlotte because it didn't agree with the laws in that state. And then to be doing business to this degree with a communist country. Like, whatever you think about the bathroom bill in North Carolina, what was going on in North Carolina, according to most, probably ain't nearly as bad as what's going on in China. And yet the NBA putting its foot down here and bending the knee over here. It's a bad look. But it's also kind of understandable from a business perspective, because what is Adam Silver's number one job? To make money for his owners. Mm-hmm. It's the number one job. David Stern talked about this a long time ago. His job is to make money for his owners. There's a lot of money to be made in China. The economic impact is estimated at $4 billion. So when you pull an all-star game out of North Carolina, it didn't cost you anything. What's North Carolina going to do? Boycott the NBA? No, they're not.
Right.
It doesn't cost you anything. You just take that All-Star game, you put it somewhere else, everything's fine. You might get a Republican senator riled up, maybe even the president, some yahoos on Twitter, but, like, it doesn't really cost you anything, and you are on the right side of a progressive topic, or at least the side you want to be on. I'll let other people argue what's the right side and the wrong side, but it's the side you want to be on, and it doesn't cost you a thing. But standing up to China could literally cost you billions of dollars. And I don't know how many people in this world are willing to risk billions of dollars to stand up for what they believe in. Like Colin Kaepernick, his protest in the NFL, he made it clear from the jump, I'm willing to sacrifice my career if that's what it takes. He understood the stakes, and he decided what to do. And I respect him tremendously for that. But nobody in the NBA has said, I'm willing to stand up to China, even if it cost us billions of dollars. Like, that was not the plan. The plan was, we'll deal with China, not talk about it, because it will bring us billions of dollars. But now you're in a mess. And so Adam Silver early today did the only thing he can do at this point, which is recognize we're not going to win with the Chinese government. I have no control. I can't bully them like I bullied North Carolina. Mm-hmm. They do not care. So I better try to at least get a win back home in the United States. And so he released a statement earlier today, or actually held a press conference, at which point he said these words. Quote, the long-held values of the NBA are to support freedom of expression and certainly freedom of expression by members of the NBA community. I understand there are consequences from that exercise. And we will have to live with those consequences. In other words, he's now saying, after having a few days to watch how this thing is unfolding, he's now saying, we're not going to be able to make them happy at this point, the Chinese government. So we might as well try to at least not take a public relations beating back home. And we will still be the league that stands up for values and supports, whether it's our coaches, general managers, or players who speak up and exercise their freedom of expression. We're not going to punish the Rockets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.